We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the two dots, five lines from the top. It's in the Mishnah that this is talking about in a case where you bought two ilanos, so you don't get karka. So it says, Higdilo lo yishapeh, if it grows extra long the branches, you don't cut it off. Va oila minageza shaloi, whatever grows out of the trunk belongs to you, belongs to the Bala Ilan. Umanashrashim, whatever grows out of the roots, Shabala karka. And I'm going to explain what's the geza and what are shrashim. Zok to Gemara. Hechi domi min ha-geza, vehechi domi min ha-shrashim. What's example of min ha-geza? What's example of min ha-shrashim? What does it mean? Amar Yechron, kol shiroya pnei chama. Any part of the tree, the existing tree that sees the sun, and something grows out of that, zeh min ha-geza. That's called min ha-geza, and that belongs to the Bala Ilon. V'she'ena roya pnei chama. If it doesn't see the sun, which means it's underground, which are roots, so usually underground, and if something grows out of that, zeh min ha-shrashim, and that belongs to the Baal HaKarka. Freit the Gemara, how do you like to give the geza to the Baal Ilan? We're worried, v'leichosh dumon maska ara sirtoin, maybe the ground will, the sand will raise up, they'll say there's some kind of storm, and there'll be sand that'll be gathered here, and what happened is, that it'll go up the tree trunk, and now it'll look like two different trees, because you have something coming out of the bottom of the tree trunk, and that grows its own big, huge branch, and if the earth gets gathered, and it raises, and it goes higher, so then what will happen is, it'll look like two trees, and it even can end up being looking like three trees, if you have two gezas coming out of, you have two branches coming out of the geza. You have two of these anafim, two of these big branches coming out of the geza. I'll end up looking at three trees. What's wrong with that? And then it'll come a few months later and say, you know what? You know, the karka is mine. I bought three trees. He said, what are you talking about? Well, no, look, there's three trees here. It all belong to me. V'amalei t'losos avintali. So how are you allowed to, why are you allowing him to get the branch growing out of the trunk? Aren't we worried he'll use that to go against the Baal karka and get karka out of that? V'isliyaro. Let him say, he's going to say, read and talk again. Lechus do maska arad sirtan, vamay tosos vintale visdiaro. What's that?
At the end of the day,
yeah.
We're waiting the past 2 months, you didn't have karka. Obviously,
right.
New shoes.
No, they didn't write down a star. So he said, no one knows. They never went to Besdin. And now.
I saw these three trees.
I did. Look, I have three trees. You agree to the three trees are mine?
I agree, the three trees, yeah, I didn't sell to you.
Okay, no, yeah, but it's not yours. You let me use it. You let me eat the Paris. You have ate them, you let me eat the Paris. Let's say you have a chazak on it. You gave me Paris for 3 years already. So now, the karak is mine also. It's my trees. Elam Rav Nachman says, that we say, Hayyotze Regeza Shaloi, you can't just leave it that way and let it keep on growing. It means you got to cut it and you use it for firewood. It means it's yours to use, but you can't let it grow just like they're unprotected, because he might taka use that against the Baal HaKarka. And Rav Nachman Yokutz, V'chein Rav Yochanan Yokutz, taka, it belongs to you, but you have to cut it. Because if not, we worry, they might use that as a proof that you get karka because you have three trees. It's also, if you have two trees, you can use it as a third tree. We're worried, therefore we say, anything that grows out of the Gaza, you have to cut off, and you can use it for firewood. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says like this, Nachtinon, we have a Mesoira, Dekel Ein LeGeza. Dekel does not have, a palm tree does not have a different Geza. Which means, you learned in the Mishnah, that something grows out of Geza, belongs to the Baal HaElon. By Dekel, there's no Geza. Now what does that mean exactly? So Rav Nachman said over this Mesoira, we have a Mesoira, Dekel Ein LeGeza. Now what does it mean? So for Rav Zvid LeMeimar, Rav Zvid thought to say, and that's what he holds, Taka, or Zvid holds like this, Ein loy gezal about dekel. Why? Kimdal mechbar b'lasharish koi. Since one single tree is gonna die, and when it dies, you're not gonna be able to replant it. So really, this tree is not here forever, and therefore, he doesn't have a mind. Doesn't think the Bala Elon when he buys Elon does not think of things gonna grow out of it, because before you know it, it's gonna be dead. And therefore, asuche masach daite is masach dasim that. I can tell you why is a regular tree any better? It says in the Mishnah, a regular tree that gets the geza. So that, Rashbam explains, that a regular tree, if you see it starting to die, there are things you could do to regenerate it. Because we know, gizay machlif. So if you see the tree is in a weak state, you could cut it and prune it and it'll regrow. But a palm tree, it doesn't regenerate itself. So if it's dying, it's going to die. So when someone buys a palm tree, he looks at the tree as is. He doesn't anticipate any branches growing out of it because he doesn't own anything more than this deck. And this deck can't regenerate itself. Therefore, he's Masiach Das from the Geza. Masha Inc. in a regular Elon, where there you can regenerate it, he's not Masiach Das from the branches. That's what Rav Zid taught Rav Nachman, Pshar Rav Nachman. That's why Dekel is different. Because Dekel doesn't regenerate itself, therefore, he's Messiah Das. Kim no Michbar Vashar Shkoi, Asuchi Masuk Daiti. Maskor Papa, Papa has a cash like this. Well, Koinosh Ne Ilonois, it says there, Mishnah, you buy two Ilonois. The Lemichbar Vashar Shkoi, Victoni, the Yeshle Gaza. It says there, Mishnah, the way Rashbam was a cash like this. It says there, Mishnah, Stam. You buy two Ilonois, you get the Gaza. Now, when the Mishnah says stamp two ilonos, it includes Dekel and that also. I'll read the Rashbam inside. While koinish de ilonos, look the Rashbam in the middle of the wide lines. The masthisim bechol ilonos myri, it filled with the column, even by palm trees. Va'apagav lachbar v'sharash kaimei. It still says in our Mishnah, da ein loy karka filoch tanim misis neshul geza. Says yesh le geza. So it's a kasha razid. Razid says ein loy geza. Why? Because I'm meant to be dug up. Our Papa says the Mishnah's mashma, every single tree you get the geza. Elam Rav Papa, it's not pshat. You know what pshat is? Ain't like Gezel about Dekel. If you see any mitzvah together, Rav Nachman was teaching us a mesira that's a practical idea. He says, by the way, a Dekel doesn't have Geza growing out of it. That's the mitzvah. It's not the derech for Geza to grow out of it, and therefore he's Messiah Das. Even if something crazy happens and a Geza grows out of it, he never had a Havamina. So therefore, a Dekel, a palm tree, does not have Geza. Our Mishnah is talking about trees that have Geza, that have branches growing out of it. This does not have branches growing out of it, and therefore, Dekel ain't like Geza means. There's no Din Geza by Dekel because it doesn't have, it doesn't happen. And therefore, but if it would happen, if it would be a normal thing to happen, then of course, you would, even though it's a Michbar or Mishnah's Kaimi, that it's not gonna, that can't regenerate itself, still you would get it. Just the Matthias says it doesn't have it. That's the Pshat in the Messiah. Freit the Gemara, what's Razvid do with the Kasher of Papa? Razvid Kasher Mastisim. Razvid has a Kasher from the Mishnah that says that, the Kasher of the Mishnah that says Stoma Yeshle Geza. So what does he do with the Mishnah? So the Mishnah's Mashva, the Kasher is the Rapapa's Kasher. What's the Razvid of the Rapapa's Kasher? Rapapa had a Kasher. The Mishnah said Stoma that two ilonos, we don't have karka, which means if it dies, you can't replant it. The loch is that it has geza. And it's mashed by the Mishnah, talking about even by a dekel tree. Right. So what's Rav Zid with the kasha? Rav Zid said that every dekel tree, it's Messiah Das, because since it can't regenerate itself, it's Messiah Das. That was Rav Papa's kasha on Rav Zid. No, it was Rav Papa's own teretz. Rav Papa's own teretz, teitched different than Rav Zid. He teitched that Eilon dekel means it doesn't grow geza. Right. Rav Zid holds it grows Gaza. They have Hulkas Matthias, really. Rav Zid holds it grows Gaza. And he still don't get it. Why? Because Messiah Das, because it can't regenerate itself. So, what does he do with the Kasha of Rav Papa from the Mishnah? So, my answer is the Zavin Lachamish Nin. You bought it for 5 years. You bought it for 5 years. So, therefore, what? Zokter Rashbam. We'll see the Rashbam inside. Zavin Lachamish Nin. Sha'afim Yomus Yitacham Akoima. He bought it for 5 years at that Kalim. Even if it dies, he planted another one there. But look, even the Meshabli arrows, man Kotsuv, Loy Masachadai to Megazi. Not Messiah Das from the Geza. Avahik Zavin Lestoma. So he says, Dekel in the Geza means when I sell you a Dekel the way it is, because there can't regenerate itself. Therefore, you don't have a Havamina of getting branches. Masha Inkain, when you buy it for 5 years and you can replant it, so that's why you get Geza. So basically, Rav Zid is starting to answer. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you sold it 5 years, because it says in the Mishnah, Yesh Le Geza in every type of tree. So, but yeah, because that's talking about the Mistisim, talking about you sold it for 5 years. And what do you say you sell it 5 years? Therefore, you can replant it. That's what comes out. You can replant it. Frey Tosa, Bom Bakasha. It says in the Mishnah, ain't like karka. You can't replant it. It says in the Mishnah, if it dies, it's Mesu, ain't like karka. You can't replant it. So, heck, you say, we're talking about Zavon Chomashin. It's a pellet. Bom is a pellet of Rishbam. Tosa is a maskif, like 6 lines into the Tosa. He says, Hakatani, the Mesu, ain't like karka. Heck, you learn this pshat of the Rashbam. Mamash is a Bom Bakasha. So, Rabbi Yoina answers the Rashbam by saying that according to Rashbam, the Mishnah is mili mili k'toni. That it says yesh le geza is going by you've sold 5 years. The meisvin le karka, that's about a case where you sold it stoma. That's the case, not a case of 5 years. You sold the stoma, there you sell stoma. If it dies, you can't replant anything. If you sell 5 years, you can replant it. That's the case of the ratio which says that geza shaloi. Masha Inkain, the words of a meisvin le karka, it's about a case you didn't sell it 5 years, so mili mili k'toni. That's how Rashbam answers Tosfos Kasha, but it's a very strong Kasha. Tosfos Kasha, that's the way he answers Tosfos Kasha.